First, a word. I really do owe a word of gratitude to the clergy, to the staff, and to the faithful here at St. Wenceslaus during my time away. My sabbatical went very well, and I know that everybody worked a little harder during my absence. And I'm grateful, and I'm very blessed to come back to a parish that continues to run so well. And so I'm grateful to everyone. Caesar is happy to be back, and I'm very happy to be back as we begin the Triduum. As we begin these three holiest days of our faith in Jesus Christ, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Holy Saturday, which begins the beautiful Easter season. And so we begin right now on Holy Thursday, celebrating tonight two birthdays. The birthday of the institution of the Eucharist and the birthday of the institution of the priesthood. The priesthood which makes the Eucharist a reality. It is, my dear people, the gift of the Catholic priesthood, through which, by the power of his divine word, our Lord Jesus consecrates that unleavened bread and wine into his body and blood. We are all touched by the gift of the priesthood. What a gift in our lives. Even priests need priests. You know that. And then our Lord commanded his apostles to do it again. Our Lord said, "Do this in memory of me." After our Lord's entire life, the only command our Lord gave us in which to remember him by is to eat his flesh and drink his blood. He did not leave his memory to chance. Why would he? What we do here is what our Lord asked us to do. That is why we begin tonight with that reality. That is why what began so long ago, the Catholic Mass, is the greatest act of worship the world will ever know. There will be no better worship, more dramatic worship. There will never be a holier worship, if you can say it like that. Because through the Mass, we receive all the graces of our Lord's passion, all the graces of our Lord's suffering. We receive all the graces of our Lord's death. We receive all the graces of our Lord's obedience to the Father. Graces we need. Graces we need in the highs of life to keep us humble. Graces we need in the lows of life to keep us rooted. That's the power of the Mass. That's the mystery of the Mass. That's what Vatican II called not only the source, but the summit of the Christian life. And that is why St. Padre Pio, the great mystic whose relics were just here in the diocese, This is why St. Padre Pio said, "It would be easier for the world to exist without the Son than without the Mass." That's how we begin with these two great birthdays of the Holy Eucharist and the priesthood. Well, look at here. There's something more. Look at here. This celebration is not just about what happens on the altar. These chairs tell us that this celebration is also about what happens around the altar. This celebration is about what happens beyond the altar, outside of this church. The word feet is mentioned 8 times in today's gospel. Our Lord's washing of his disciples' feet puts the Eucharist in its most profound meaning for us. And here's why. Our Lord gave the Eucharist to those who were his disciples. He gave it to his disciples. But the way we treat those around us is how we will be known as his true disciples. The way we wash feet in our life. So we cannot separate the Eucharist from the washing of feet. Because we cannot separate our faith from works. We cannot separate this liturgy, this Mass, from reality. We cannot separate our Lord's word from action. The Eucharist must be expressed through our lives in our action. And the washing of feet in our lives is not dramatic. We get fooled thinking it's going to take a lot of time all the time, or it's going to be dramatic. And sometimes it might be. But we wash feet day by day in the little things we do. The tasks we do unseen. The day by day acts of love that are unknown by most of the world, but known to God. How we carry out our work. How we anticipate the needs of others. How we work to make others' lives better and successful. The little things. I want you to think of the little things you do. That's the washing of feet. And so, my dear people, I wish all of you a good Triduum. This could be the last one for any one of us, but it can be a good one for all of us. And as I look at all of you, faithful people who love Jesus Christ, as I look at all of you, I see lives that are moving toward a wonderful place. I see lives that are moving like pilgrims on the way. And our Lord will feed us on the way. As I look at all of you, I see sojourners. A sojourn is a temporary stay. And that's what the word parish means. The word parish means sojourners. In a foreign land. This is not our world. The next life is forever. And by the grace of God, as we immerse ourselves in these next 3 days, by the grace of God, we as sojourners in a foreign land will arrive. Amen.